This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's National Trivia Day today. You know what? I probably should have phrased that as a question. I really messed that up. Anyway, welcome to This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, January 4th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, National Trivia Day today. Can you believe it? It's here. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've used that line. Can you believe it? It's here. I do that when a holiday is not particularly exciting to me. I mean, come on. We can play trivia every day. Why do we need a day for it? I don't think there's like needs to be like awareness raised for trivia. Or maybe there does. I don't know. You know, I know they're trying to really, you know, find a host for Jeopardy now. That's a big deal. Maybe we need find a host for Jeopardy Day, or maybe they've solved that. I'm not really paying attention, to be honest with you. But anyway, National Trivia Day. Reader's Digest, I did find this one. They put together a list of the most difficult trivia questions, and I'll give you a few examples, but the entire list is linked in the podcast description. Here's the first one here. Which geothermic Icelandic site has the same name as a 1980s movie? Really? Of course, it's Blue Lagoon. I didn't know that. They gave the answer. Okay, here's another one. Let's see if you know this one. Which has more landmass, Antarctica or Canada? I'll give you a second to think about it there. Antarctica is the answer there. How about this one? Makeup artist Joanna Balkan says she needed 40 bottles of sunscreen per month to protect which 1990s television show cast from sunburns. Okay, this one I actually knew. Yeah, see, landmass, maybe I know that. Icelandic site, maybe I know that. Nope, this one I knew. Baywatch is the answer to this one. As I mentioned, you can read the rest of those questions there and see how good you are at this trivia on this National Trivia Day, linked in the description. Okay, National Spaghetti Day today. Okay, this one, it feels like every day should be Spaghetti Day. You know, spaghetti is just awesome. It's easy to put together, although I'm not that great at it. Somehow, I can cook all these great things. And people say, hey, this tastes like somebody made it at a restaurant. Did you buy this? Where'd you get this? Can you cater my this? Can you? Okay, I can do all that. But I can't cook spaghetti. No, I always leave that to my wife. I, for some reason, it comes out like kind of sticky. It just never works for me. I've got to work on this. I know it's just boiling water and putting in noodles, but I just can't do it. Anyway, 269 million Americans used spaghetti or pasta sauce in 2020. Yeah, it became like one of those things, right? Like maybe it's because if it's a comfort food, or maybe just because it had it in stock. Who knows? But 2020, I guess, was the year of spaghetti here in the States. Now, the fastest time to eat a bowl of pasta, under 30 seconds. Check this out. 26.69 seconds. It was achieved by Michelle Lesko at Oregano's Pizza in Scottsdale, Arizona, back in 2017. I'm kind of surprised one of those competitive food eaters didn't win that one. I've got to get one of those guys on the show. That would be awesome. Okay. We started a new segment on the show, and it's a segment where we look at a brand new podcast. Yeah, I know, I only take up 10 minutes of your day, so that leaves you with a lot of time to fill with other great podcasts. So we will feature a brand new podcast for you to check out each and every day. And our podcast of the day today is called This Week Explained. Yeah, no, I didn't say Today Explained. No, I'd love that one as well, but this one is called This Week Explained. Here's the synopsis of this show. If you're tired of political back and forth in the media, and who's not, right? And the lack of nuance in social media, well, This Week Explained is a weekly geopolitical podcast focusing on the news that will have the biggest impact on society. Yeah, this one is pretty fun. I checked it out. The hosts sounds great. So definitely do check out this podcast. It is linked in the description of this podcast. Also, in the description, you'll see a link to our Patreon account. You become a Patreon for just a few bucks a month, and you will receive commercial-free access to This Is Today. You can join me for behind-the-scenes live streams of recordings. Watch me screw up all the time. That's always fun, right? And you can get your birthday mentioned alongside the celebrities. Click on the link in the description to join our Patreon account. Okay, let's go back in time here and take a look at our historical events for today. And we start in 1896. Well, what happened in 1896? Well, Utah became a state. I always love to talk about these things because it gives me a chance to talk about these beautiful places that I have been. For instance, Utah. Yesterday, I got to talk about Alaska. Beautiful. Today, I get to talk about Utah. Also, beautiful. Yeah, okay. Now, when you think of Utah, you think of the Great Salt Lake, right? I'm putting, you know, words or visions or pictures into your mind here when I say that, but come on, the Great Salt Lake, like this thing is huge, right? So you got to think about that. But here's the thing. Utah is actually the second driest state in the country. The first, of course, being Nevada. Now, on average, Utah has about 300 sunny days a year. And let me tell you, when I went, it was very, very sunny, very hot. Yeah, we had to do all the national park stuff during the morning because the afternoon was just like killer. It was so hot. So we got to hang out back in the hotel room. But anyway, it is a great place to explore the national parks. We went to Zion National Parks and it is awesome. There is not a bad thing that I can say about that park. Everything about it is perfectly fantastic. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, the hotel I stayed at in Springdale, not so good, but the park was amazing. Unlike the hotel, it didn't have bugs in the pool or a dirty bathroom. But Zion National Park, absolutely beautiful. Yeah, I hit that hotel pretty hard on Yelp. But anyway, you also, if you know anything about Utah, you know the whole Mormon thing, right? That is beautiful in Salt Lake City. You got to go check that out. It's just amazing to see this. And Salt Lake is such a beautiful city. The library downtown is one of my favorite buildings in the world. It is just so cool the way that it's set up. Go check it out. But I'm going to get back to this dry thing, right? I said it's the driest or second driest state. Well, as far as dry state, you might also think about regulations on alcohol. Well, yes, there is that too. Now, beer is sold in the state. Yes, it is sold there, but it must be below 4% ABV. Now, that's unless you purchase it at a state-owned liquor store, select retailers. There's restrictions about whether it's served in a glass or in a bottle, things like that, right? It gets a little odd sounding. And a cocktail, by the way, can only contain up to 2.5 ounces of liquor in many places that you go to. They won't even prepare that in front of you. No, they go behind what they call like this secret curtain or Zion curtain or something like that. And they prepare the drink back there so that you don't see it right in front of you. Also, if you order a drink at a restaurant, it must be ordered with food. Now, if you're thinking that Utah has like these like weird regulations and restrictions, and now if you're from Utah, you're thinking like, oh no, this is perfectly normal. Well, if you're from other states, you might think that, oh, well, that's not so bad. Like in Indiana, for instance, they have this rule in Indiana that basically you can't reduce the cost of alcohol during certain portions of the day, which means no happy hours. Yeah, it's illegal to have a happy hour in Indiana. It's also illegal in Alaska and Massachusetts. Okay, check out this. In Colorado, you've got to go to a brewery, a vintner, or a distillery for full strength drinks. Also, liquor stores are not allowed to sell food. Okay, now for the pandemic, looking across the whole country here, laws were loosened. is in regards to selling alcohol and where you could go for like to go cocktails, right? You can get it on food, you know, like the outside delivery, things like that. You can get your cocktails. Well, critics are saying that those regulations are contributing to binge drinking and alcoholism, while others are saying these new rules are helping out and keeping these restaurateurs afloat. So it's interesting. We're going to see some changes in that, perhaps, now that the pandemic is hopefully coming to an end. Hopefully. Hopefully soon. We might also see some of these new rules come to an end as well. Okay, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Don Shula was born on this day in 1930. He passed away in 2020. Michael Stipe, 61 today. And Jaden Martell is 18. That's your look at January 4th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.